And that too, my friend out here, WSFT902, Frank, he bought a brand new steel weed whacker. I think he used it like 4 or 5 times. And then it wouldn't open up, it wouldn't rub up, it wouldn't do nothing. He brought it to me, and I looked at it, and I pulled the spark arrestor screen out of it, and that thing was totally plugged. You couldn't see through it anywhere. You know, and I'm thinking, man, he's only, you know, and he's mixing it right. He's mixing it according to the book. You know, he's meticulous about that stuff. And I'm thinking, man, he only ran this thing 4 or 5 times, and it's already clogged, you know. And, like, you know, I set the screen down on the ground. I set fire to it with a torch till it burned itself all in the ashes. Cleaned it all up, put it back in there. Well, I started it without the spark arrestor, and it ran. It revved up. It did everything. But, it, you know, it got me, and this is a still. Steel, whatever you call it. You know, I'm thinking to myself, well, this is pretty stupid. You know, if they're going to clog up this fast, you know, why the hell even have one?
You have to take it into the dealership for servicing. That's why I'm not the dealership. You know, licensed that way as a dealership, so I'm allowed to do what I want. I can charge whatever I want. I'm not bound to the book hours, you know, this, that, the other. But I'm allowed to eliminate them. So if I was working at the shop, I wouldn't be allowed. But because I work for myself, I'm allowed to delete them.